Playoff football moments away here on the Moose 92.9. Ryan Thompson here in the pregame as Tanner Hoops will have the play-by-play broadcast down in Avoca tonight as the Ridgeview Raptors getting set to tangle with AHSTW Avoca. And now continuing in our pregame, chatting with Raptors head coach Jeff DeHaan. Jeff, after missing the playoffs last year, a number of close calls didn't go your way. This season, 7-2, a lot of senior determination has played a large role in that, of course. We've talked every Saturday morning in our huddle show during the regular season, but what do you have to say about the year you've had and back playoff bound?
Oh, I'm happy for the kids, you know, for the regular season, 7-2. You know, it's a pretty good mark, especially in the district that we played in. I think there are only two losses coming to ranked teams. So I'm very happy with that, but now it's on to the playoffs. It's a brand new season. Everybody's 0-0, and you throw the records out, throw the rankings out, and away we go.
You knew you were in after the Week 7 victory, and you said you were going to have fun the last couple of weeks here. Got a quality win over West Lyon, and last Friday at Hull Western Christian, wish that could have been a little more fun for the Raptors. You said against Hinton you felt you could have done a lot better in that game. Not sure how you feel about last week, but looking at the Wolfpack's stats, it looked as if they were really on top of their game.
Yeah, they played well. Usually people think that spread offenses are going to suffer when it rains, but it's typically the other way around. You know, it's pretty hard on the defense to grab the footing and to know where they need to go. But, you know, credit to the Wolfpack. You know, they played a good football game, and they're very well deserving of the district title.
And so Western Christian, yes, wins the district with their victory last Friday, and you spoke of the job you did playing in this district, which is ultra competitive, and now a Western Christian, they get to play. Not sure how they feel about this, going up against West Lyon, a district rematch tonight, who beat them during the season. You're pretty familiar with Coach Koyma. Maybe they're anxious to avenge that loss, but it should be an interesting one there.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. Like I said, it all depends on what the win does, you know, because that clearly could affect Western Christian and not so much West Lyon. So it just depends on what happens up in Hull tonight with the wind and the weather. So usually you don't like to play a district foe, but that's the way it is, you know, with the new alignments, you know, and the mile restrictions. So I guess they're dealt with that, and they're going to have to deal with it.
Well, having competed in this district, of course, great competition night in, night out, and District 1 was a solid 2, but you guys had to bring it just about every night, which has got to, I'm sure, help this time of year.
Absolutely. You know, hopefully we're battle-tested, you know, and we're going to need it coming into tonight's game. They run the football, and they're a very physical football team. They'd like to get off the ball, so we're going to have to own the line of scrimmage. You know, it's no different than what we had to do during the district play, so I think the kids are well prepared.
All right, let's expand on that. AHSTW Avoca, they can throw it, but you said physical, and I imagine first and foremost it's going to be about for you guys trying to slow down their running attack.
Absolutely, you got to stop the run. We got to make sure that we're playing in their backfield all night and make sure that we're, I always say this, reading your keys, you know, and then doing the little things right and having great pre-snap alignment is what's going to be key for us. They're going to try to get us outside the box. They're going to, you know, they'll go trips, you know, they'll go doubles, and we just got to make sure that that we're aligned properly, and they're still going to try to run the football out of those alignments. Just we need to be very sound in tackling as well.
Physical play, you say they bring. Speaking of their running backs, are they pretty much a smash mouth there? Do they offer different styles from their running back core?
They got about 4 running backs that will run it. You know, downhill, you got a guy that's more quicker than not, and he'll try to get outside. You know, so we just got to be able to cover the field and stretch the field and run to the football.
One of your strengths is, of course, your line play. What do you think about the matchup in the trenches here tonight?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see these guys let them go, you know, on a dry football field. I mean, kind of struggled a little bit last week with our footing, but I'm excited. I know the kids are hungry. They're excited for this first round matchup, and hopefully everything goes well for us.
As far as their defense, one guy that really stands out looking at their stats, this McGurran kid, pretty disruptive in the backfield.
Yeah, it just depends on what they're going to play, what kind of front they're going to play us, if they're going to be in a 40 or a 30 front. And if they're in a three front, they're definitely going to bring some blitzes. So we got to make sure that we're prepared and our eyes are up and we're picking up blitzes. And if they're in a four front, make sure that we get hands on those four.
Jeff, what might your last words be to your team before taking the field Wednesday night?
It's just go out and have fun. You know, that's typically usually the message. Just if you know, usually people say you need to step your game up in the playoffs. I think if we all just do our jobs in the way that we're capable of playing, you know, for 6 seconds, you know, each play, you know, we're gonna be pretty good.
Coach, thanks a lot as always. Appreciate the time and go get 'em.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Ridgeview's Jeff DeHaan joining us as the Raptors getting set to take on AHSTW Avoca. Class 1A first-round playoff football is coming right up, being broadcast on the Moose 92.9 and also StormLakeRadio.com.